So last week, I started preaching a sermon about principles of stewardship from Luke
16.
And of course, I couldn't finish it because
we lost power.
So we're going to try it again today. The verses I'm going to look at come after a parable about the unjust steward, which I preached 2 weeks ago.
میخوام در موردش صحبت کنم بلا فاصله بعد از اون مثال what parable
the parable of the unjust steward
اون مدیر ناعادل صحبت میکنه.
If you just read those verses they seem to be a little bit isolated from the rest.
اگر اون آیه رو فقط بخونیم شاید به نظرتون برسه که خیلی خلاصه جدا شده از بقیه کلامه هیچ ربطی بقیه نداره.
But I don't believe they're random.
اما من فکر نمی کنم همینجوری
یه علکی و بسط اومده
بلکه فکر می کنم به هم ربط داره اما
teaching us things on stewardship.
و همشون با همدیگه داره درسایی رو در مورد مدیریت درست از
and stewardship is how we manage resources.
مدیریت اون چیزهایی که دستمون داریم.
Yeah, that's what a steward does.
مدیر این کارو میکنه.
And of course the most direct application would be in the sense of physical resources.
اولین قدمش اون چیزایی که جسمانی تو دستمون داریم، اموالی که تو دستمونه، پول و چیزایی.
Yeah, and it's a topic that the Bible actually speaks quite a bit about.
و موضوعی هست که خداوند خیلی در مورد این موضوع زیاد صحبت می‌کنه.
Jesus speaks quite a bit on this topic.
خیلی زیاد در مورد.
Now, why is it so important?
چرا اینقدر مهمه؟
Because how we deal with our physical resources.
چون با اون روشی که با اون اموالی که داریم استفاده کنیم
has a lot to say on where we're at spiritually.
نشون میده که ما از لحاظ روحانی کجا
هستیم. Luke 12:34.
لوقا 12 آیه 34.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
جایی که گنج تو هست، قلب تو هم خواهد بود.
Yeah, so last week, I think I only managed to look at one principle. Yeah, I don't want to preach that again.
So
I will just give you a recap of that. So let's start reading in Luke 16, verse 10. Luke 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Yeah. So what's the principle here? Yeah, be faithful with that which is least. So you can be trusted with that which is much.
Yeah.
If you are a person that can be trusted with the little things, you're also the person that can be trusted with much. You will be faithful with that as well.
Yeah.
You're a good steward with little. You also will be a good steward with much. And the opposite is true as well. If you're a bad steward with little, you will be a bad steward with much as well. Yeah, when you hear somebody complaining about that they could have done a better job if they would have been paid better, if their job would be more important, then you know this is not a person to give a raise to. This is not a person to promote to a higher position because this person isn't a bad steward. He is unable to be faithful with little. Yeah, and this is what God says. Yeah, and we looked at different examples where people were faithful with little and then God shows them to do great things for them.
we
looked at the example of David.
Yeah,
started out as a simple shepherd, a lowly job.
یه کار خیلی سخت
but we did see that he took it very seriously.
اما همون چوپونی رو محکم و جدی گرفت.
And of course God eventually uses him as
و بعد خداوند به عنوان پادشاه اسرائیل قبولش کرد.
Yeah. از یک چوپون God looks down for people that he can trust.
خداوند دنبال کسایی میگرده که بتونه اعتماد کنه. میکنه.
Who he knows will be faithful.
که بدونه وفادارن.
And God can know if you're faithful.
و ببینه با اون کار کم وفادارن.
If you're a person
that
is faithful with little.
با اون کم وفاداری پس بزرگم وفادار.
So he can trust you with more.
که بتونه بیشترم به تو اعتماد کنه.
You want God to use you for greater.
آیا میخوای خداوند کارهای بزرگی تو برای جلالش از تو استفاده کنه؟
Make sure that God can trust you. Show that you're faithful with little.
خداوند بتونه به تو اعتماد
کنه. God sees
با اون کمی که داری
how
you
handle the little things.
ببینه با اون کمت چجوری برخورد میکنی بعد به تو اعتماد بیشتری خواهد.
And it holds not only for money. It holds for other areas in life.
برای همه جای زندگیمون این حقیقته.
Yeah, I don't know if I gave the example. That's where I stopped. But it's also with giving. Giving a tithe. That's 10% proportional.
10% درآمدمون رو به خداوند بدیم.
When you're little, your tithe is little.
حقوقت کمه، 10% هم کمه.
Are you faithful?
آیا وفاداری رو کم بدی وقتی کم داری؟
Yeah, because then you know that God knows that if He gives you more, you'll be faithful that as well. Yeah, people often reason the other way around. Yeah, if I have just more income, God gives me more, then I will tithe. God says no, you're unjust with little, so then you cannot be trusted with more. You'll be unjust with more as well.
پس نمیتونی وفادار بمونی به بزرگی.
Now let's look at the next principle.
بذارین نکته دیگه و اصل دیگه
and
رو ببینیم.
That is you need to understand that there is a difference between unrighteous mammon
تفاوتی بین
and true riches.
اون بت مالی که میپرستی و ناعادلانه به دست آوردی و ثروت حقیقی وجود داره.
Luke 16:11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the righteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?
و هرگاه در ثروت غیر عادلانه امین نبودید چیست که مال حقیقی را به شما بسپارد؟
Now there's a difference between unrighteous mammon, which is the riches of this world,
ثروت این دنیا اگر با این وفادار نباشی
and true riches.
و تفاوتی وجود داره بین اون و ثروت واقعی.
Go back to Luke 12 verse 15.
لوقا 12 آیه 15.
Yeah, what is this about? Luke 12 15 and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth.
پس پدیشان گفت زنهار از طمع بپرهیزید زیرا که حیات کسی شامل فزونی داراییش نیست.
Yeah, there are more important things in life than just stuff.
خیلی چیزای مهمتری تو زندگی
وجود داره. Do not be covetous for material wealth.
وسیله فقط. بیشتر از اون وسیله و داشتن چیزها طمع نورزین بهشون.
Yeah, beware for the unrighteous mammon.
مراقب باشین که ثروتتون ناعادلانه نباشه.
It's not what life is about.
زندگی فقط جمع کردن وسیله نیست.
Yeah, you're not impressing God by showing how much stuff you have.
You've earned it in your own. تو خونت چه جمع کردی چه مالکیه خداوند رو زیاد تحت تاثیر قرار
دادی. Luke 12:21.
لوقا 12:21.
Yeah, talking about the fool. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
همچنین از هر کسی که برای خود ذخیره کند و برای خدا ثروتمند نباشد.
Yeah, it's a fool that is busy, that has spent his life just attaining wealth.
یعنی احمقانه است کسی که فقط احمقه که فقط وقتشو بذاره که وسیله جمع کنه.
It's a fool that is not rich toward God.
احمقی است که در مقابل خداوند ثروتمند نباشه.
Yeah, your success in life is not defined by what you have.
موفقیتتون تو زندگیتون بستگی به وسایلی که دارید.
No, I'm not against you having stuff.
نمیگم وسیله داشتن بده. نمیگم اموال داشتن بده.
Do not pursue stuff.
اما
do not live for stuff.
برای وسیله هامون زندگی کنیم، برای اموالمون زندگی.
Do you own stuff or does stuff own you?
موضوع اینه که آیا امروز تو اموال رو داری یا اموال تو رو داره.
Yeah, you need to understand that there is a difference between the unrighteous mammon
اون ثروت ناعادلانه
and true riches
و ثروت واقعی.
Now, if you're at the end of your life,
اگه آخر زندگیت باشی,
you will not think, I wish I owed more stuff.
هیچ وقت به این فکر نمی‌کنی کاش که وسیله بیشتری خریده
بودم. That's not what you hear people say when they when they're 80 years old.
وقتی 80 سالش شد کاش که یکی را اینو خریده بودم.
By then hopefully you figured out.
به اون موقع فهمیده.
Yeah, that there are other things that are more important.
خیلی چیزا تو زندگی هست.
You might think, I wish I would have spent more time with my children.
وای کاش که وقت بیشتری با بچه‌م گذروندم.
Or more time with my spouse.
کاش که وقتمو به همسرم بیشتر.
I wish I spent more time sharing the gospel, reading the Bible.
بشارت داده بودم، کلام بیشتری خونده بودم، برای خداوند کارهای بزرگی انجام داده بودم.
That's what you will say.
آخر عمر هر کسی اینجوری آدم نگاه
میکنه. Oh, but I was busy with work.
خیلی کار میکردم وقت نداشتم.
Yeah, maybe you were too busy with work.
شاید زیادی سرت شلوغ بود.
Maybe you were confused about what true riches really are.
ثروت واقعی چیست؟
Yeah, what are the riches of the world?
ثروت دنیا چیست؟
Desire to have more things.
Hey, things that are temporal. What
are true riches? Having a wife that loves you. Raising godly children.
Yeah,
serving God.
Yeah,
storing up treasures in heaven.
Yeah,
treasures that are not affected by rust and moths and cannot be stolen. Yeah, money in itself is not a problem, but it's the love of money that is the problem. It's making money the goal, which is the problem. And even if you don't have it, it's the desire to attain those things that is the problem. Yeah, you need to understand there's a difference between unrighteous mammon and true riches if you want to be a good steward. Now here's the next principle. Be faithful with that which is another man's, and you will be trusted with that which is your own.
Which verse?
It will be verse 12.
That was that.
And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
و اگر در مال دیگری امانتداری نکردید، کیست که مال خالص شما را به شما دهد؟
Of course, this principle it applies to our normal daily lives. To your work. It will apply to ministry.
و حتی خدمت به خدمت کردنمون هم ربط داره.
Yeah, David starting out to take care of sheep.
اول چوپون بود.
Before he became a king.
قبل از اینکه پادشاه بشه.
You think God would have chosen him?
آیا فکر می‌کنی خداوند داوود رو انتخاب می‌کرد؟
If he was a lazy, spoiled brat.
اگر یه بچه لوس نونور قرقرو بود.
I don't think so.
من فکر نمی‌کنم خداوند.
Joshua is not a great example.
یوشع هم یه نمونه خیلی بزرگ.
Began as a minister to Moses.
به عنوان خدمتکار موسی.
He was a servant to Moses.
موسی هر کاری که دستش برمی‌اومد انجام داد.
Listen to Numbers 11:28. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, "My lord Moses, forbid them." Numbers 11:28.
پس یوشع پسر نون که از جوانی دستیار موسی بود گفت ای سرورم موسی ایشان را باز دار.
Yeah, he's called the servant of Moses. Now, you think if Joshua was not a faithful servant, that God would put him over the nation of Israel to lead them? I don't think so. Oh, I want to have my own business one day.
Okay,
but why are you not threatening the business you're working for right now?
با اون شرکتی که داری کار میکنی جوری کار نمیکنی که صاحب شرکت باشی.
Yeah, something that the Bible tells you to do
anyway.
حالا
خداوند میگه همیشه اینجوری کار کنی.
Because,
با عشق این
because
کار
we are to do everything unto the Lord.
هر چه کار میکنیم برای خداوند انجام
دهیم. That's Colossians 3:22-23. Servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Colossians 3:22-23.
Galatians or Colossians?
Colossians.
Colossians.
Colossians. ای غلامان اروابان جسمانی خود را در هر چیز اطاعت کنید نه به خدمت حضوری مانند کسانی که جویای رضامندی مردم هستند بلکه به اخلاص قلب و از خدا بترسید و آنچه کنید از دل کنید به خاطر خداوند نه به خاطر انسان.
Yeah, why are you not faithful when you work for a boss?
I don't like my
boss. Okay, then do it unto the Lord, as the Bible tells you to do.
Yeah?
And be faithful with that which is another man's.
مراقب اون چیزی باش که مالک دیگریه.
And you will be trusted with that which is your own.
و بعد خداوند به تو اعتماد خواهد کرد که اون چیزی که مال خودت.
Go to First Kings. First Kings
19.
For another example. And this is Elisha, where this is about.
Elisha.
Read verses 19 to 21 for now.
19 to 21.
So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
19 to 22. 21, sorry. پس الیشع از عقب او بازگشت و جفتی از گاوان را گرفته ذبح کرد و گوشت را با ابزار شخم پخته به مردم داد و خوردن. آنگاه برخواسته از پی الیا رفت و به خدمت او مشغول شد.
Notice what that says in the end of verse 21. Elisha became a minister to Elijah.
خادم یک
الیاش. A servant of Elijah.
He
just simply served Elijah, who was a great prophet.
Now,
how did that look like? Go to
2 Kings 3:11.
2 Kings 3:11. But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that you may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah."
Amma Jehoshaphat porsid, "Aya az anbiyaye Khodavand kasi inja nist ta be vasete u az Khodavand mas'alat kone?" Yeki az khademan padeshah-e Israel dar javab goft, "Elyasha, pesar Shaphat, ke bar dast-haye Elia ab mirikht injast."
Yeah, so Elisha was the one, that is, if Elijah wanted water,
الیاس وقتی آب می‌خواست
Elisha would give it to him.
و بهش میداد.
He was a servant.
خدمتکار بود در حقیقت تو خونه کار میکرد.
But then after he was been faithful.
اما وفادار موند به عنوان
خادم. He ended up becoming also one of the great prophets.
بعد شد یکی از نبیای بزرگ.
Yeah, being a man.
اگر با اون
that people would bring up to a king.
کسی بشه که یه نفر رو ببرن جلوی پادشاه.
When the king asked,
وقتی پادشاه بگه,
"Is there not here a prophet of the Lord?"
آیا نبی در خداوند در قوم شما وجود داره؟
Oh yes, Elisha.
بله, Elisha.
Yeah. Be faithful with which is another man's.
از اون چیزی که مال دیگری در دستتونه.
And you will be trusted with that which is your own.
و بعد خداوند به شما اعتماد خواهد کرد چیزی که فقط مال خودتونه.
Before we look at the next principle, I want to add something here.
اما قبل از اینکه به موضوع بعدی نگاه کنی میخوام یه نکته رو اضافه کنم.
What do you think happens when you are faithful with what is another man's?
اگر وفادار بمونید با اون چیزی که مال یه نفر دیگه است چه اتفاقی میفته؟
You learn.
یاد میگیرید با
اموال خودت
تجربه پیدا میکنی با اون شخصیت خودت رو میسازی با کاری که مال یه نفر دیگه با یک کار شغلی عادت میکنی
و در
حقیقت هنر
بیشتری
و خودت رو در جایی قرار میدی که در آخر بتونه به تو اعتماد بشه که مال خودت باشه. ارزش چیز خودت رو کم ندونی. ارزش خدمت
well. Now, here's another principle. Read verse 30. And the principle is, no servant can serve two masters. Verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon.
هیچ خادم نمیتواند دعاها را خدمت کند زیرا یا از یکی نفرت میکند و دیگری محبت یا با یکی میپیوندد و دیگری را حقیر میشمارد خدا و ثروت را نمیتوانید خدمت نمایید.
I have preached on this topic before. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot live for the things of this world at the same time as you live for God. Yeah, the unrighteous mammon
اون بوت ناعادلانه در حقیقت اون ثروت ناعادلانه
and serving God don't go together.
کنارش با خدمت کردن خدا نمیتونه باشه.
Of what these two want from
این دو تا با هم دیگه فرق میکنه.
Yeah, how are we to be a good steward as Christians?
چجوری مدیر خوبی باشیم به عنوان یک مسیحی؟
We need to serve the right master.
اول آقای درست رو انتخاب کنیم که خدمت کنیم.
If you as a Christian
اگر به عنوان مسیحی
live for stuff,
اگر برای اموالتون زندگی میکنید,
you're following the wrong master.
رئیستون آقاتون اشتباس.
Yeah. Again, God may bless you in this world.
شاید خداوند تو این دنیا بهت برکت بده. بازم اموال بیشتری بهت بده.
اگه
هم داد خدا رو شکر.
And be a good steward with that.
ولی مدیر خوبی باش در اون اموالی که به دست
میاد. If you are operating somewhere in the middle,
اما اگه تو وسط این دوتا قرار گرفتی.
I don't want to let the world go.
نمیخوام دنیا رو ول کنم.
But I also want to do serve God.
اما میخوام به خدا خدمت کنم.
You're somewhere in the middle.
درست اون وسط گیر کردی.
Then you are like an unstable person.
مثل یک آدمی هستی که قاطی کردی.
You are a person that is unusable by God.
که خداوند نمیتونه قاطی کردن تو از خداوند
James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
مرد دو دل در تمام رفتار خود ناپایدار است.
Yeah, you're not going to be successful.
دو دل هیچ چیزی موفق نخواهد.
You need to focus on one master. And the right master, that is God.
رئیس درست رو انتخاب کن و اون خدا باشه.
Yeah, these masters will have things that conflict.
که اون رئیس
demands that conflict.
موضوعاتی رو خواهند داشت که متفاوته.
Yeah, you need to make a choice.
تسلیم درست بگیریم.
You can serve both.
نمیتونیم به دو تاشون خدمت کنیم.
Here's the next one.
دومین نکته.
Next principle of stewardship.
نکته بعدی مدیریت درست.
That what is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
اون چی که انسان‌ها خیلی بزرگ میدونن برای خداوند کراهت آوره. آیه 14 و 15.
And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
و فریسیانی که زردوست بودند همه این سخنان را شنیده او را استظهار نمودند. به ایشان گفت: شما هستید که خود را پیش مردم عادل می نمایید، اما خدا عارف دلهای شماست، زیرا که آنچه نزد انسان ارجمند است نزد خدا مکروه است.
Yeah, the Pharisees did not like what Jesus was teaching.
فریسیان درسی رو که عیسی میداد دوست نداشتند.
Here it says they're even laughing, deriding, laughing or mocking his teaching.
مسخرش میکردن از حرفاش. نه تنها دوست نداشتن، مسخرش میکردن.
Why didn't they like what Jesus was teaching?
دوست نداشتن هر درس عیسی رو.
Because what Jesus was saying hit home.
چیزی که
they were covetous people.
تو قلبشون رو نشون میداد.
They were serving the wrong master.
نشون میداد که آقای اشتباهی رو دارن خدمت میکنن.
Yeah, you justify yourself. You try to look good before men.
خودتو عادل میشموری.
You try to be esteemed by men.
انسان‌ها خودتو بزرگ نگه داری، بزرگ شی.
But God really knows what's going on inside.
خداوند میدونه درون قلبت چی میگذره.
Yeah, what Jesus is saying.
عیسی مسیح چی میگه؟
What you think highly of.
اون چیزی که تو زیاد بهش فکر می‌کنی.
What the world thinks highly of.
اون چیزی که دنیا خیلی
is an abomination in the sight of God.
در نگاه خداوند کراهت
میکنه. Yeah, no, abomination means he hates it.
کراهت یعنی چی؟ خداوند بدش میاد، کریه براش.
Yeah, what does that mean? It means that things that people in general are impressed by.
چیزایی که مردم دنیا معمولاً براش مهمه.
God is not impressed with that.
خداوند زیاد براش مهم نیست.
Yeah, God is disgusted by these things.
خداوند ازش براش کریه به نظر میرسه.
Yeah, like the religious practices of some religious groups.
مثلاً کارهای مذهبی یک گروه مذهبی.
Being very spiritual.
خیلی روحانی خودشون رو نشون بدن در مقابل بقیه.
Catholic priests performing their ceremonies.
کشیش کاتولیک برنامه‌شون رو اجرا می‌کنن.
What do the people in the world say?
مردم دنیا چی میگن؟
They like it. Special atmosphere.
جو خیلی خوبیه.
The smell.
چه بوی خوبی میاد.
Burning of incense.
عود. چه بوی قشنگی.
Something there. Yes, there is something there. It's demonic. That's what it is. Yeah, they look at the nice buildings.
به ساختمان‌های بزرگ نگاه می‌کنن و میگن
all these statues, all this glittering stuff.
مجسمه‌ها، اون زرق و برق، اون همه نقاشی‌های خوشگل، همه میگن واه.
God is not impressed by that.
No,
God is disgusted by that.
خداوند براش کریهه.
Yeah, but that's what the world thinks.
دنیا اینو بزرگ میبینه.
Yeah, the rich, خداوند the rich and famous. نمیبینه.
ثروتمند و معروف های دنیا.
Look at all the stuff they have.
ببینین همه وسیلایی که
The world esteems them.
خونه‌شو دیدین؟
خونه‌شو دیدین؟ God looks at that and he's not impressed.
دنیا خیلی بزرگ میبینه.
I'm giving you an example.
خداوند the, نگاه میکنه و براش
The loud woman.
اون زن
With all her accomplishments.
زن بلند صدای بلند.
Making a career.
کاری که رسید بهش، شغلی که ساخت، آدم بزرگی شد.
And the world will look at that.
دنیا نگاهش میکنه و میگه عجب زنی بود.
See what she accomplished.
ببین به کجا رسید.
What a great woman.
عجب زنی بود.
Now that's a vast contrast of the quiet spirit that God says is a great price.
اون خانومی که با فروتنی
Let's read that. 1 Peter 3, 1 to 4.
اول پتروس 1 Peter 3:1-4.
Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.
1 Peter 3:1-4. اول پتروس 3:1-4 همچنین ای زنان
همچنین ای زنان شوهران خود را اطاعت نمایید تا اگر بعضی نیز مطیع کلام نشوند رفتار شما ایشان را بدون کلام دریابد چون که رفتار پاک و خدا ترس شما را بینند و شما را آرایش ظاهری نباشند از بافتن موی آراسته شدن به طلا و پوشیدن لباس ها بلکه انسانیت باطنی قلبی در پوشش فسادناپذیر روح بردبار و آرام که نزد خدا گرانبهاست.
Yeah, what Jesus is saying in regards to the Pharisees
is
you're busy washing the outside. You like the stuff of this world. You want to be esteemed by the world.
But
God says, hey, what the world esteems is different than what God esteems. In fact, what the world esteems, God despises. Yeah, the famous movie stars that you keep talking about, that you like so
تلویزیونی که همه عاشق شیر مشهوری
I see them for the fornicators and perverts that they are.
میبینم چه زناکار و چه آدمای کثیفی هستن.
The nations and cultures I adore so much.
او تمام ملت ها تمام ثروت هایی که دارن سنتی که دارن خداوند نگاهش میکنه و میگه
And knows what they're really doing.
من میبینم واقعا دارن با چیکار میکنن.
The political leaders that people look up to.
سیاسی دنیا که مردم خیلی بزرگ میدونن.
I know the satanic rituals they're part of.
تمام کارهای شیطانی که انجام میدن و میبینم.
Yeah. I know where they go.
میدونم کجا میرن.
What's the stupid principle here?
موضوع اصلی چیه؟
That if we do what the world esteems,
اگر ما کاری رو انجام بدیم که دنیا بزرگ میبینه، اشتباه کردیم.
We need to take action.
درست قدم
برداریم. We need to give our time and resources.
باید وقتمون، ثروتمون و همه چیزمون
رو God given talents and gifts.
هنرهامون رو بدیم به دست خدا.
To the things that
بدیم
God
به خداوند بالا ببرتش.
Yeah, if you want to be a good steward.
اگر میخوای مدیر خوبی باشی.
You need to esteem the right
اول چیز خوب درست کن.
So stop chasing the wrong ones.
دنبال بت اشتباه
نرو. Luke 16.
لوقا 16.
Verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it.
What verse?
16.
16.
تورات و انبیا تا به یحیی بود از آن وقت بشارت به ملکوت خدا داده می شود و هر کس به جد و جهد داخل آن می گردد.
Yeah, so Jesus is referring here to the Old Testament.
عیسی مسیح به تعتیق نگاه میکنه و میگه.
Yeah, the Old Testament prophets.
نبی‌ها و تورات.
And he says until John, because John was the last Old Testament prophet.
تا یحیی، یعنی یحیی که آخرین نبی عتیق.
What was the sole purpose of John?
یحیی تعمید دهنده آخرین خدمتش چی بود؟
Preparing the way for Jesus.
راه را آماده کرد برای مسیح که نعت جدیده.
Yeah, and it was since then, since that Jesus came.
وقتی که عیسی اومد.
That the kingdom of God was preached.
ملکوت خداوند موزه شد.
That people start pressing into it.
مردم شروع کردن جلو
پیش رفتن. What is Jesus saying here?
عیسی مسیح چی بهمون میگه اینجا؟
When Jesus came into the world.
وقتی عیسی اومد تو دنیا.
Yeah, when God took on flesh. Yeah.
وقتی خداوند جسم پوشید و در میان ما
شد. He entered into a dark place.
وارد یه دنیای تاریک.
The nation of Israel.
قوم اسرائیل.
had gone through the dark for a long time. God had not been revealing anything to them anymore.
And
they had not been good stewards of the things of God.
It
was only since Jesus showed up that people started pressing into the kingdom of God.
Yeah,
basically, Jesus is blaming the religious leaders.
For
not being good stewards with whatever supposed to do.
Yeah.
What's the principle here?
اصل واقعی چی بوده؟
If people get saved,
اگر کسی نجات پیدا کنه,
when the work of God is done,
وقتی کار خداوند انجام بشه,
then God's work,
کار خداوند,
is the most important work that needs to be done.
مهمترین کاری بوده که قرار بوده انجام بشه.
Yeah. If the word of God is being preached,
کلام خداوند
like,
پخش بشه, موعظه
since
بشه,
Jesus came,
زمانی که عیسی اومد,
God will work.
خداوند کار میکنه.
How does it apply to us?
چجوری من و شما کار کنیم؟
You're a steward of your time, your abilities and resources.
شما مدیر وسیله پولتون، ثروتتون.
And you should use them to get the most important work done.
و شاید باید از اونها استفاده کنین تا بهترین کار ممکن رو انجام
بدین. So use your skill, your time, your resources to become an active soul winner. To become part of fulfilling the Great Commission.
خادم خداوند و قسمتی از حکم اعظم خداوند باشید.
Yeah, we as a church,
ما به عنوان کلیسا,
when we want to be good stewards,
میخوایم مدیر خوبی باشیم.
We need to do the most important work.
پس مهمترین کار خداوند رو اول باید انجام بدیم.
Yeah, when we show up,
وقتی دور هم جمع میشیم,
the kingdom of God should be preached.
ملکوت خداوند باید ما بین
And as a result, people get saved.
Matthew 6:33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
اما اول ملکوت خدا و عدالت او را بطلبید که این همه به شما افزوده خواهد شد.
The word of the kingdom is the most important work.
کلام ملکوت خداوند
مهمترین
چیزه.
We need to eat, we need to drink,
بله,
we need to pay bills.
باید غذا بخوریم, باید پول خونه بدیم, باید قبضامون رو پرداخت
کنیم.
We
need to get our priorities right.
اما اولویت زندگیتون درست باشه.
We need to seek first the kingdom of God.
اول جستجوی ملکوت خداوند باشیم, نیکوکار خداوند باشیم.
Yeah, and God will help you with the other things as well.
و خداوند کمکتون میکنه با همه چیزهای دیگه.
Yeah, if people get saved and the work of God is done,
اگر بقیه نجات پیدا کنن و کلام خداوند انجام بشه, خواست خداوند انجام بشه.
The work of God is the most important work we can do.
مهمترین کار خداوند که باید انجام می‌شده انجام شد.
Luke 16:17. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail.
اما آسان‌تر است که آسمان و زمین زائل شود از آنکه یک نقطه از تورات ثابت گردد.
Yeah, so Jesus is emphasizing the law here again. John was the last prophet. But it doesn't mean that the law is not important anymore. Yeah, the law and the prophets were to John.
تورات و نبی برای یحیی.
Yeah, because now Jesus is bringing a new covenant.
و عهد قدیم بوده و الان عیسی یه عهد جدید می‌بنده.
And this Sunday I will preach again on the covenant.
یک شنبه دوباره در مورد اون عهد صحبت می‌کنم.
You can't just throw out the Old Testament law.
نمی‌تونیم عهد عتیق رو فقط دور بندازیم.
Now this seems like a randomly statement. Go on to verse 18. Now we have one of those laws. Whosoever put away his wife and married another committed adultery, and whosoever married her and is put away from her husband committed adultery.
هر که زن خود را طلاق داد و دیگری را ازدواج کند زناکار بود. هر که زن طلاق گرفته مردی را به ازدواج خویش درآورد زنا کرده باشد.
This seems just, and the next verse will be
بعدی,
what we're going to speak about next week.
که هفته آینده میخوام در موردش صحبت کنیم.
Yeah, which is about the rich man and Lazarus. So how does these two verses just fit in? Talking about stewardship.
در مورد مدیریت چه ربطی داره؟
Now, I don't want to go deep into the teaching on divorce, marriage, and things like that.
But even
just looking at this verse,
ولی فقط همین آیه رو نگاه کردن,
already tells you a lot. Yeah, if you put your wife away and marry another one, you're committing adultery. That's not okay. If you marry somebody who is divorced, you are committing adultery. Yeah, but I'm not teaching on that now. That's for all the time. Yeah, but what is the principle here? What's the stewardship principle here? Because there is a principle here.
Now,
your family
خانوادت.
Is part of your stewardship before God.
از مدیریت تو در مقابل خداوند.
Yeah, we already saw that stewardship is not only about money.
مدیریت فقط پول نیست.
That's to do with everything that God has given us.
مدیریت در مورد همه چیزیه که خداوند.
Including our relationships.
رابطه هامون.
Including the most important relationship in your life. Yeah, your spouse. Yeah, your direct family. You want to be a great steward before God. Then part of your stewardship
is
investing in your family. Yeah, there are those workaholics that live to work.
برای کارشون کار میکنن.
But they neglect their spouse and their children.
بچه و خانوادهشون رو فراموش میکنن.
Oh, but I really need the income.
آها به درآمد احتیاج دارم.
Maybe that is true.
درسته ممکنه به درآمد احتیاج داشته باشی. ولی اکثرا
that people can live with less and spend more time with their family if they want to.
میتونی زندگی کنی و وقت بذاری برای خانواده.
You need to be a good steward.
مدیر خوبی باش.
Of your marriage.
در مورد ازدواجت مدیر خوبی باش در مورد خانواده.
And it also holds even if you serve God.
اگر برای خداوند هم خدمت میکنی همینه.
Because some people say, oh, I'm serving God, I don't have time for my children, I don't have time for my spouse.
شوهرم رو ندارم، وقت هیچ کاری رو ندارم.
And you're neglecting your spouse.
و شوهر و بچه‌هاتون رو فراموش کردین.
That is not okay.
اصلا
you're not a good steward.
مدیر خوبی نیستید.
With the things that God has put in your hands.
اون چیزهایی رو که خداوند در دستت
گذاشته. If you're married.
اگر امروز ازدواج کردی.
God has given you the stewardship of a family.
خداوند به تو مدیریت خانواده‌ت داده.
Yeah, you want to impact things for eternity?
می‌خوای تو ابد تأثیراتی بذاری که تا آخر
عمرت. Your family is central in that.
اولین وظیفه‌ت خانواده‌ت.
Yeah, you cannot be a good steward if your family is falling apart.
نمی‌تونی مدیر خوبی باشی اگه خانواده‌ت داره از هم می‌پاشه.
Yeah. When troubles comes, I figure it out.
وقتی مشکل پیش اومد یه کاریش میکنم. فعلا که هستیم.
That's too late.
موقع دیگه دیر شده.
Yeah, your family is an area of stewardship.
خانواده.
Invest in your family.
ثروت سرمایه گذاری کن روی خانواده.
So let's shortly recap the different areas.
از موضوعهای مختلف مدیریت هایی که خداوند
داده. That we draw from Luke 16.
از لوقا فصل 16 یاد گرفتیم.
Yeah, principles of stewardship.
چجوری مدیر خوبی باشی.
Yeah, be faithful in that which is least.
با اون کمی که داری
and you'll be trusted with that which is much.
خداوند بیشتر به تو اعتماد خواهد کرد و به دستت بزرگتر خواهد داد.
Understand the difference between unrighteous mammon
اون ثروت دروغی
and true riches.
و ثروت واقعی.
Yeah. Be faithful with what which is another man's.
مراقب ثروت دوستت باش یه نفر دیگه باش.
And you'll be trusted with that which is your own.
و بعدن خداوند به تو اعتماد خواهد کرد که ثروت خودت رو نگه داری.
Yeah. If you want to be a good steward, you cannot serve two masters.
نمیتونی به دو تا آقا خدمت کنی.
Yeah. You need to understand that what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination to God. Now, number six, if people get saved when the work of God is done,
اگر کسی باعث نجاتش بشه وقتی ما خدمت خداوند رو انجام
بدیم. Be good steward,
اگر میخوای مدیر خوبی باشی
then you need to do the most important work.
مهمترین کار رو انجام بدید.
Which is getting the work of God done.
کلام خداوند رو کار خداوند رو
and lastly, if you want to be a good steward, your family
مدیر خوبی باشی
is part of that. Your family is part of the stewardship that God has given you.
جزو اون مدیریتته و اون چیزیست که خداوند بهت داده که روش سرمایه گذاری کنی.
So even though these verses didn't even look so much connected,
اگر شاید به نظر بیاد این آیه ها به هم ربط نداشته،
you see that actually
quite
a line to it that
یه زنجیری teaches
us on one topic.
که در مورد یه موضوع با ما
starting from the unjust steward,
اون ناعادلی که مدیر ناعادلی
and then God giving us several principles that we can follow. So now it's up to you.
حالا این بستگی به شما داره.
You have to take these principles and become better.
که بتونیم از این اصلا یاد بگیریم و امروز مدیر بهتری از
انبار باشیم.
در نگاه خداوند مدیریت بهتری داشته باشیم. آمین.